Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss Senator Ted Cruz and his announced candidacy for the Republican nomination for the presidency of the United States in 2016. Senator Cruz first tweeted his announcement at midnight Sunday night. Then he spoke at Liberty University on Monday morning, where he made his announcement formal. He was born in Calgary, Alberta, Canada in 1970 to a Cuban immigrant father and an American citizen mother. His supporters say that natural-born citizen means a person who was born a citizen and not one who became a citizen through the naturalization process. Special provisions have been made from time to time for children of citizens born to parents traveling abroad or working abroad, as Senator Cruz's parents were. The Constitution, in Article 2, Section 1, Paragraph 5, says, quote, "No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of the Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained to the age of 35 years and been 14 years a resident within the United States," end quote. His parents worked in the oil business in Canada. His father was born in Cuba and fought with Fidel Castro against Cuban dictator Fulgencio Batista. He was 14 years old during the Cuban Revolution, and he said he did not realize Castro was a communist, and he didn't realize what Castro planned to do in Cuba. His father then fled from Cuba at age 18, and he landed in Texas. His mother was born in Wilmington, Delaware, in a family of Irish and Italian descent. Senator Cruz was born in 1970. His parents returned to Houston in 1974, so he was 4 years old when he first came to the United States. He was valedictorian of Second Baptist High School and graduated cum laude from Princeton University with a Bachelor of Arts in Public Policy. He graduated magna cum laude in 1995 from Harvard Law School, and was primary editor of the Harvard Law Review and a founding editor of the Harvard Latino Law Review. He served as Associate Deputy Attorney General of the United States and was Domestic Policy Advisor to President George W. Bush. He was Solicitor General of Texas from 2003 to 2008. He was Adjunct Professor of Law at the University of Texas Law School and taught Supreme Court litigation. In 2012, he was elected to the United States Senate. Well, let's stop for a minute. This all sounds like deja vu, doesn't it? Let's see now. Foreign-born, Harvard Law School, Harvard Law School editor, law school professor, junior senator in first term, and now candidate for president. Yes, indeed, that sounds familiar. Well, Senator Cruz is obviously trying to unite conservative voters, especially the religious ones, those voters who want to deny the Republican Party establishment another nomination. He offers himself as an uncompromising champion for evangelical Christian voters by officially announcing at Liberty University he tied his candidacy to conservative Christian values and signaled his outreach to evangelicals. His policy positions are pretty well known, but they are right there on his campaign website for anybody to see, tedcruz.org. His positions are, number one, repeal Obamacare. He led the fight to defund it, and he filibustered it for 21 consecutive hours. But now that his wife Heidi lost her coverage at her old firm, Goldman Sachs, he says he will enroll in Obamacare. So, go figure, folks. Number two, end subsidizing corporations, including the Export-Import Bank. Number three, he is opposed to ethanol subsidies. Number four, he's opposed to federal regulation of the internet. Number five, opposed to increasing the debt limit. Number six, opposed to partial birth abortion. And he is opposed to state funding of abortions. Number seven, he supports the right of states to define marriage. Number eight, he opposes Obama's Iran deal. Number nine, he opposes executive amnesty. Number 10, he supports secure borders. Number 11, he supports the Second Amendment and its the right to keep and bear arms. Number 12, he favors ending the IRS and passing a flat tax. This is a proposal that a Washington Post writer said yesterday that was so silly, she didn't think he could possibly be serious about it. Well, according to the Washington Post, very few of his fellow senators actually like Senator Cruz. Most don't want his reputation of antagonism to the establishment, to the leadership. They don't want that to rub off on them. He wants to be the champion and leader of the Tea Party, which never has had a real leader. He would like to unite all those anti-establishment Republicans whose voices never seem to be heard. Jeb Bush, on the other hand, openly rejects those values, openly courts and represents the moneyed business interest of the Republican Party. He is Mr. Establishment. There will be many contenders on the right in the caucuses and primaries, Rick Santorum, Mike Huckabee, Ben Carson, Rick Perry, among many others. Everybody has what he believes to be a base ideological position, and everybody hopes to expand and appeal to others outside that base. But finally, folks, can Senator Cruz do that? Can he expand his base support and encompass enough Republican voters? He has all the establishment credentials, but he doesn't sound establishment. Time will tell, folks. At least that's the way I see it. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.